Hi, everybody. It's been a little bit since we've done an audio, and this has been on my mind because I realize I'm hardcore in the middle of the binge and purge cycle, and realize I think it's a little different for everybody. I think there's this concept of what binging and purging looks like as someone into a fetish or kink, especially for age play, and also the realization today that I turned 24 at the very end of this year, and that marks about, like, almost 6 years that I've been in this community, which is wild. On my 18th birthday, I remember making my Tumblr blog and being so excited that I could finally enter into the world of kink and fetish and events, especially because at the time I was living in San Francisco. But less about how long I have been wetting my pants and enjoyed being a little, and more so about binging and purging, because I do get a lot of messages on Patreon asking about what I do when I experience having shame with this kink, if I've ever binged and purged everything, and I think I have less of a habit of purging. I'm too scared to get rid of everything because I know that these feelings are not going away. And they never really have. And even when they do go away, I know they're gonna come back and that I'll just kind of feel even more regret about it. And then something about getting rid of everything in the moment for me just feels so irrational and like it's not gonna get rid of how I feel. And so I started thinking about this very interesting dynamic with binging and purging and ABDLs and realized that for me, it is binging. It is when I do not feel confident in my little space, I don't feel small, that I start to buy things for my little space almost as this weird materialistic way of saying like, no, you're still a little, it's not gone. It's like the opposite of wanting to get rid of everything is to like nurture that side by getting small things for myself and indulging in it more and almost trying to force the feeling through objects. And I've never really admitted that out loud, but I wonder how often more people do that, because it honestly seems very realistic to do that, right? Like, you think, man, even when I don't have time to feel super small or little, or there's so much going on, it's hard for me to feel small, I'll enjoy looking at all the different small things. I'll go on eBay and Etsy and try to find little things that I don't see as often. And man, let's be honest about how bad Sunny has binged this month as far as missing my little space, missing having a dynamic and what I thought would help. I have a cloth diaper coming in the mail. I may or may not have ordered some bibs. The bibs started off as a pretty rational thing. I really would like to eat spaghetti and meatballs in my high chair. And I realized I owned one baby-sized bib, and I just wanted something rubber or plastic or PVC that I could just, like, rinse off. But I do have some bibs coming. And a cloth diaper. And I did just go for some plans for my crib, which that one's been in the works for a while, but it's that moment of, like, dang, I also, the binge part was earlier this week where I ordered a new pacifier. I've been really excited about this because it's completely silicone, almost like the Soothie pacifiers that you see sometimes in a really cute butterfly shape. And I'll definitely talk about what that's like, so I'm excited to try something new. But I find myself just wanting to try new things and dive into the kink when I'm not feeling it. And then I keep almost like throwing things at my little side, just like, does this make you feel small? How about this? What about this? What if we're looking forward to this little item coming in the mail? And I even hate to admit it to myself right now that I know it's not gonna help, and that it's just kind of filling like a little void that can probably realistically only be filled with like another person or a dynamic. And sometimes I look back and realize, this is my habit when I don't feel small. I remember years ago buying my potty chair and wanting a dynamic and a partner so bad that it felt like if I get this object that is in the center of a fantasy, which at the time was for someone to make me pee in a potty and have it like in the middle of a living room and you have to go and it's super embarrassing, otherwise you just have to be diapered or being diapered and like being forced to try over the potty. I had all these ideas. I kept building up how amazing it would be to have this plastic chair with somebody else. And then that fantasy just kept growing until eventually I just bought it feeling like it'll make me feel better if I have it. Like I'm that much closer. And it hasn't happened. That fantasy has not happened. And I still hold on to the chair as like a, no, now it has to happen someday. And it's just really easy sometimes to build up this fantasy and feel like, well, if I'm here, I have the object of like my fantasy, I'm like that much closer. And I've even done it with storybooks. I have a collection of, man, this sounds like such a depressing audio, I'm sorry. I also have this collection of children's books that I refuse to read. I won't read them until they've been read to me. I've been holding on to them for years, and I've stopped buying, like, kids' books. It's probably been, like, over 2 years since I bought one, and I wouldn't say I have, like, 100, it's something crazy. But I probably have, like, 8 to 10 children's books that I've bought, being like, oh my gosh, imagine someone read this to me. And it's really hard sometimes to keep your little space going by yourself, and especially not really having events and things the same way right now. It can get hard, or sometimes I feel frustrated as to like why certain things aren't happening for me in kink, and then remember that I'm human and that it comes and goes. And for me, it is so much less of the throwing things away versus like materialistically covering what feels like a sad little hole sometimes. I love having my little side and being able to like relax and not enjoy having to think about every single decision that's gonna happen. I don't know. I think I just really am so curious if anybody else's binge and purge cycle is heavy on the binge and not so heavy on the purge. I've definitely have tried to get rid of some things as I'm setting up this nursery and I want it to be like more simplistic. And so I've been trying to go through my things and think what truly makes me happy. What are the items I really want to keep? And going through those items and realizing how many things I bought when I felt sad and wanted to feel small. I don't know. Sometimes I want to know how much I've spent when I feel that way. But, oh god, that would be like a semi-scary number. Honestly, it would just be a scary number to like go through like over almost 6 years worth of times I felt that way and ended up binging on buying toys and onesies or new bottles or pacifiers. And I'm really trying my best. Although, as we just heard with my new Bibs pacifier cloth diaper that are coming, I'm not always on top of it. I'm not always super put together. I think sometimes, I don't know why, I think sometimes how I put myself out there comes across as I have it together and I'm super confident in my kink and I never feel shame and I don't go through this. But I do, and there's times where I feel like shame, especially now that my, you know, I have two rooms and one of them is entirely dedicated to my kink, and I noticed that I loved being in there and I haven't been there as much. I set up my crib bars and I haven't like slept in there thinking that I would, and I don't want to say I gave up, but I kept trying to like shove it down my little side's throat, like, you will be small, you will feel baby, and I didn't. And to be honest, it's been a little bit since I've really just felt like super teeny and amazing and small, but I still love to wear. At this point, I'm also just like a diaper lover and it still brings me comfort. And so for me, I think what helps me get over the shame or feel like less bad when I don't feel small is just saying, you know what? I can still wear a diaper and watch a show, even if it's like a big adult show, and still enjoy myself. I can still drink out of like a bottle or a sippy cup and I don't have to have this like headspace attached to, or I don't have to feel a certain way to enjoy little items and stop telling myself that you have to feel a certain way for this, or it's just not fun if you don't feel little, or it's just not fun if you do it by yourself. Sometimes something as simple as like, oh, I'm gonna use my pacifier in the shower today. Like, we're just gonna switch it up. Sometimes something as small as that ends up making me feel a lot better and just accepting where I am and realizing that it doesn't always have to be this really idealistic version of a little space and what it should be like or how it should be experienced or not having a dynamic and not feeling fulfilled because of it isn't the end of the world. And I'm hoping that with time I get better and better about trying not to fill a hole when I don't feel small with little things. Another part of that has been if I feel that way, I like to look for things, and sometimes I'll wait until it's something that I really want, and maybe it's something that's a little bit more expensive. I've been really into like latex and rubber, especially for bottles and teats, on like pacifiers and things like that, but it can be a little bit pricier, and so sometimes I'll tell myself like, okay, you just gotta wait X amount of time, and this will be like the only little purchase for X amount of time depending on how much it costs, and like budgeting it out. And sometimes budgeting and saving for something small makes me feel a little less like binge heavy and want to go wild versus if I go on Amazon and can get a pacifier for like $6. I'm like, oh man, but if this one comes from Slovakia and I have to wait a month and it costs more and I have to be patient, it's also started to kind of help squish things. And also having unique items makes me feel less like I want to just get rid of them. If I have like a sippy cup that I just bought at Target on a whim, I'm more inclined to just not want to hold on to it. It doesn't have sentimental value. I didn't have to wait. The instant gratification, it feels really easy to like get rid of and get out of my collection of things. So I've tried my best to start narrowing it down, or when I want to buy things, I try to actually go through and get rid of some things, and have started to set little weird parameters, like if my toys can't fit in my toy box, or my cutlery bottles, all of them need to fit in one drawer, kind of helps me cut down on the whole binging part. And I say like it's like super bad, like it's some kind of like shopping addiction for little space. It's not. I notice sometimes when it's like an emotional thing and less of just like an excited thing I've maybe been waiting for. The other thing about binging and purging with EBDL stuff is not always super physical. Sometimes I do feel the emotional, and it's like I said, it's not wanting to go into the other room. It's not wanting to play with toys. It's like refusing to watch like kids movies and almost like this weird little denial of things. And I try my best not to freak out when I feel that way, because like I said, when I do feel that way, it'll just make it 10 times better is how I try to view it. And I try not to see it as like, oh my god, what if this is the end? What if I don't want to be little anymore? What if I hate it? What if I'm like a freak? What if that, like, it's so easy to start building up anxieties about this in your head and feel really weird for being interested in this. Because bottom line, I don't care how confident anybody is, it's still kind of weird, right? Like, it's not weird to us because we're into it and it's something that maybe we've always had an attachment to, or for years we've had an attachment to it and it can feel like home. But I know that to the normal person, it's weird, and I'm never not gonna remember that. And it does sometimes get to me thinking, I don't know. There are different things that can remind you that you're not like other people for enjoying this. But sometimes I realize that life is too short to be worried about feeling like everybody else, looking like everybody else. And then I try to remember, man, that person could totally have a kink I've never even thought of, or maybe they just don't have one. And sometimes I think, well, how nice is it to just have like such a simple joy like this? I think that's why indulging in wearing when I don't feel little, or using sippy cups or pacifiers when I don't feel little, helps me feel less ashamed about it. Something about using it not always in like a super serious kink headspace normalizes it in my mind and makes me realize this is so harmless. It's not affecting other people. It's not bringing other people down. It's not shaming other people. And also, like, man, kudos to us, because sometimes you don't get to pick the things that you derive joy and pleasure from. And what if you ended up being like a terrible person who derived pleasure from other people's discomfort or pain, which, not like a sadist, but just isn't, I don't know, there's just other things that humans could get into or find joy in that maybe are not healthy outlets. And so how beautiful is it that something as simple as, man, just wearing a diaper to bed can really just make your night and make you feel really special when you wake up? it's nice to have simple joys, and that's something else I've been trying to do, is to choose more joy in my life. And I realize that joy does not always come from, like, things or money or success, but if I can evoke joy from doing certain things and they don't hurt anybody else, why not? Why not deny yourself just, like, a little bit of serotonin? And even when it comes to binging and purging, don't feel like you're a terrible person if you get rid of everything, because it happens more often than not. A lot of people have decided to get rid of everything and start fresh, or just denounce it. My ex described ABDL being his heart in the floorboard, just constantly beating. He can hear it but tries not to acknowledge it, but it seemed so much more stressful to just deny yourself having small things, having small time, getting to wear to bed, and creating more anxieties about it and alienating yourself from it. And it seemed like so much more work and so much more stressful than just saying, you know what, okay, I'm into this. I can't force anybody to accept their kinks, but I've seen it when you don't, and it seems terrifying in a way. Even my friend that came to visit, they wore for like a couple hours and they were like, I've never worn this long. It has always been more of like a closeted fetish thing for me, where I'm always dating someone who's not really into it and I have to like quickly do my thing and take it off. I've never really just sat and watched TV in diapers. Like, we just watched The Simpsons. He had a beer and I had like a cocktail, and it was just super chill talking and wearing. And he was like, this is so nice. I wish I could do this all the time. And I was like, there's something really beautiful about not always having to hide it or it just be this super shameful thing and to kind of casually do it. And my favorite is they were like, it could never be a lifestyle thing. That's too far from me. Everybody has these mental limits and boundaries with their kink, and that is totally fine. But I think this fear of, oh, but if it's a lifestyle thing, then I'm, like, weird if it's not just a sexual thing. It's weird if I'm, like, always into it. And it's like, no, you're not. It's okay. It's okay to do this. It's okay to, like, take joy in this without coming. Like, and just enjoy it. I'm really glad I could even see that for them and how much they enjoyed that. And at first, putting it on, I could tell that they were, like, ready for just their normal routine of things, and then slowly settled down. And then I think it also helped cut this weird, I put on the diaper, all right, we're ramping it up to the climax, quite literally, and then there's this really hard, sharp feeling of, like, shame and coming down from it and quickly getting rid of the diaper, versus, like, hey, I put on a diaper, I took my time, and now I'm just hanging out on the couch. And if you've never done that, I totally suggest doing it, because it's really fun sometimes to just wear without the attachments of feeling small. That's my inner, like, diaper lover as well, but I don't know. This is definitely a hardcore ramble about things, but this is what comes to mind, and I didn't want to have, like, hardcore and psychological notes written down about how I feel about binging and purging. It's just something that was on my mind, especially after talking about getting a crib. Stuff like that scares me too. Anytime I do dive deeper into the kink, such as committing to like ABDL furniture or committing to an entire room and space, mentally it's like one step forward, two steps back, and I start to feel like shame and different feelings, and try to also remember, like, it's okay if it's just, it's okay. So these are my thoughts on binging and purging, and I just wonder, over the years, or even if you're new to this, how you feel. Do you notice that you gravitate towards buying more diapers or little items when you're feeling down or when you don't feel small? Have you ever binged and purged like classic and just gotten rid of everything? And do you feel like binging and purging can have a lot of different meanings and forms in different people's lives in relationship with their kink? So these are my questions to you. Thank you for listening to my ramble. I hope it made sense once again. I always apologize, but no one's ever told me, like, God, that was a mess, I couldn't understand. And I just like being able to sit down and talk like I'm talking to a friend, because honestly, you guys are my friends. I enjoy getting to talk to you guys and know more, and I feel less alone and less shame when I talk to other people about all of this. So I want to say that you guys truly have helped me discover more about myself and figure out more about myself. And I find myself questioning more things and habits, like what I just talked about and why I did it, and never really catching that habit until I sat down today and was like, huh, okay, that's a repeating thing we do. Good to know. So I'm just curious how everybody else feels about it. So feel free to message me personally or comment and start a discussion down below about it. And thanks again. And thank you guys for being here.